Okay, today is Daf Yud Chet. We are on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, 2-4-7 lines from the bottom. Today's Daf is sponsored by Kenny and Brachi Norensberg with a Chenishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. So, we're up to Meisve. We're asking a question on Rav Huna, who had said that Rav Huna's shita was that you can have Yesh Neder Besoch Neder only if the neder was on two consecutive days. Yesh Nezirus Besoch Nezirus. If he said, I'm another today, I'm another tomorrow, that'll be two. But if he said them both on the same day, Hareini Nazar Hayom, that would not be a valid only one Nezirus. That's what we had said. And we kept questioning that. Why should that be true? So Meisvei, another question. Misha Nazar Shtei Naziris, if somebody makes a neder that he's going to hold of two Naziruses, Mona Es HaRishona, he does one, V'Hifrish Karbon, he's then Mafrish a Karbon, it's really more than one Karbon, then V'Nishal Aleha, he then goes to a Chacham to be Mater that neder. Then, right, so now, even some of Farshim say, you can even be Mater the neder after you bring the Kabbanis already. He matter it. So the point is, also lo shnia b'rishona. The second one now will count for the first. Right? Because we started off by saying, he was nazar shtei naziris. Then, so what does that mean? We always said, we said this yesterday, the day before, you can't have two naziruses working at the same time. So what did he mean by that? He meant he's going to do one set of 30 days, and then another 30 days. Now that the first naziris was undone, the second 30 days will count from that first 30 days. So he only has to do one 30 days. So the Gemara says, Hey, Chidami, what's the case? If he said that today and tomorrow, so then I might also Shnei B'Rishona. How can the second set of Naziris count for the first set? There's an extra day. Why is there an extra day? Because the second set of Naziris only started tomorrow. Didn't start today. He said, Arayni Nazar Hayom, and Arayni Nazar the Machar. We said yesterday that meant that after the 30 days, he's going to count another 30 days. Why? Because you can't have two at the same time. So to say this case, that if he counts 30, then he has that Naziris undone. And then the second one takes the place of the first. If that's what it means. But if he said today and tomorrow, how could that be? How could the second take the place of the first? It didn't start for a day later. Ella, it must be, on the bottom line of your dynamic base, the Amar, Harini Nazar Hayom, Harini Nazar Hayom. It must be, he said, both at the same time. And you know what? Tiyof Tadir Rav Huna, Rav Huna's wrong. Rav Huna said, at the same time, it doesn't work. Here you see it does. So the Gemara says, two answers. Really, Rav Huna sticks to his guns. Sorry. And he said today, I'm another today, I'm another tomorrow. What was our problem? Our problem was there's an extra day. So Gemara says, you're right. Umay also lo. What does it mean that the second zeroth takes the place of the first? Levar mehahu yoma yisera. Except for that one extra day. In other words, the second Naziris takes the place of the first Naziris. And he's got to do one more day. That's all. Because the second Naziris started a day later. It's going to end a day later. That's all he meant. But the second one takes the place of the first? Of course.
So that's not a problem for
him. Who him? It's not a problem for Huna at all. Huna said it can't be at the same day. You can't say Harein Nazar Hayom, Harein Nazar Hayom. Doesn't seem to imply that's what you... No! Harein Nazar Hayom, Harein Nazar Lamachar. So what'd you do? You did your first 30 days, then you had that undone. So now the one you said, Lamachar, will take the place of the first. You got to do one more day. Iba is a inami, or another answer, Kigon Shekibel Shtei Naziruses Bivas Achas. You accepted two Naziros at the same time. What's that? That is not a case of Hareini Nazar Hayom, which according to Rav Huna would not work. Rather, you said, I'm doing two Naziruses at the same time. Which which, one second, where is it? Right. That you said, Right. Basically, what it means is, so before we explain what it is, there's a question on this, which will explain what it means. The question is, Tosfos asked the following question. Tosfos asked, we have a rule, however this is going to work, there's two Nazirus' Bavas Achas, that's different than Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom, which is considered one Zeh Achar Zeh, which is a problem, according to Rav Huna. So, two Nazirus at the same time, that's different, that's okay. Right? It's not a 60-day Nazirus. It's not what it is. It's a 230-day. And that's different than Hareini Nazir, and it works. So Tosfos asks, if it's one Neder, one Nazirus, we have a rule, there's a rule in Shas, which nobody argues with, that if you're Mevatel a part of your Neder, you're Mevatel the entire Neder. So how can it be that you make a Neder, that you're taking two Nazirus on yourself at one time, you then do 30 days, you then go to a Chacham, you have the first one undone, so how does the second one survive? We have a rule that if you're Mevatel a part of a Neder, the whole thing's out the window. So it's all or nothing. Right? So how does it survive? That's what Tosfos asks. So Tosfos answers that really, a little bit of a dochak answer, really, that it's not considered one neder, because it's shehem chishuvim kishnei nedarim b'fnei atzmam. It's really considered as if it's two separate nedarim. What does that mean? It's just, again, it's all semantics. The Yerushalmi says, what you said was, Hareini Nazir v'Nazir. Oh, Hareini, that's very interesting. Hareini Nazir v'Nazir. What is that? That's two Naziruses at the same time. That's apparently better than Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom. So if you said Hareini Nazir v'Nazir, that's considered, for purposes of being Mevatel, that's considered two separate Nadarim. Considered two separate Naziruses. It doesn't violate Rav Huna's rule of Harei Nazir Hayom, Harei Nazir Hayom. And therefore, when you mevatel the first one, the second one takes its place. That's what the Gemara answers. And therefore, it's as if you said, so we found a way for you to say two Nadirs in the same moment, and it won't be a problem according to Rav Huna. Right? It's all semantics. Instead of saying Harei Nazir Hayom, you said Harei Nazir V'Nazir. What's the difference? The big difference. One works and one doesn't work. Another question. Masiv Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asked the following question. It says in the Torah, Nazir Lahazir. Right, the full pasuk reads, Dabrel Bnei Yisrael, Varata Aleim, Ish O Isha, right? Kiafli Lindor, Nazir Neder, Nazir Lahazir Lashem. You want to be a Nazir to Hashem. Right, so what's such a wordy nazir lahazir? Why extra words? So the Gemara says, Mikan, from here you learn, Shaha Naziris Chal Al Naziris. That Naziris works Al Naziris. What does that mean? We're going to see what that means. But I would think that that for sure does not work. Shiyachol Fahalo Dinhu. I have a Kal Vachomer why we should never say such a thing. We should never say that the Naziris is Chal Al Naziris. Uma Shavua Chamura. A Shavua is more Machmir. More chamor, which we'll see why in a minute. Ein shavua chala al shavua, and yet we know that a shavua is not chalan on a shavua. You can't say shavua chal al shavua; it doesn't work. Naziris kala lo kol shkein. So naziris, which is more kal than shavua, certainly it should not work. Naziris should not be chal on naziris. I would think that makes a lot of sense. Shavuah is so machmir. You know what? Shavuah does not work. So a naziris al naziris should also not work. Talmud lomar, no nazir lahazir. Extra words. Mikan shahanaziris chala al hanaziris. That it does work. So hechi dami. What's the case that it does work? Ilema, if it's the case, to amar. Hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir lamachar. If that's the case, So hakra boyer, you need a pasuk for that. You need a pasuk to tell me that that's mutter, that you could do that. Why can't you do that? I'm making a nazirus today, and I'm making one tomorrow. I need, oh, by the way, you need a pasuk to tell you that that's okay. What do you need a pasuk for? Or would I think otherwise? Ella, it must be, lav de amar, hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir hayom. It must be, you said that, Lashon. Vikatani, nazirus, chala nazirus. Again, Rav Huna, you're wrong. You're wrong. You see, you can do it. So we're going to give the same answer we just gave. No, lo, hachabai eskidon, kigong shadim alav, shtarazir, shabbat hachas. Now that's our out. Right? What the again, what's the difference? Lamai said, what's the difference? We can't tell what the difference is. But for some reason, harani nazir, vinazir, that's okay. That's okay. But harani nazir hayom, harani nazir hayom is not okay. So what's the answer? Harani nazir vinazir, it works. Right? Fine. And good answer. Now, umai chumra shdeshvua mi neder. So in what way is the shvua more machmer than the neder? In what way is Shavua more machmer than a neder? We had this kavah chomer, right? Even though we answered that problem, now the Gemara is going back. So in what way taka is a Shavua worse than a neder? So the Gemara says, "Ilei b'mishum dechayla afilo al davar she'ein bo mamish." If it's because it's chal on something that has no mamish, right? You can make a Shavua. You're not going to sleep and you're not going to talk. If that's why it's so machmer. Neder nan mi chamur. Neder is also chamur. You know why? Shekein chal al ha mitzvah kirishos. Because a neder works on a mitzvah. Right? I'm asking that sukkah to me. That works. Right? We had that. A shavu is no such thing. Right?
Well, you can't say, I will not sit in that sukkah.
No, you could say the category of neder, will you're allowed to aser. The bottom line is, you're not going to do that mitzvah. And that works. Right, how you get there, so we already had that for 2 days. You're going to answer the hana, the sitting on you. That works. The point is, you can do that with a neder. You can make a neder, however it's going to have whatever language you have to say, that you're able to not sit in the sukkah. And by shavuah, you cannot do that. Right? So that works. So the Gemara says, no, you know why shavuah is more machmer, which is an amazing line. Ella mishum dechziv ba b'shavuah. It says by a shavua, we say the things there is a dibros, lo yinaka. You know what lo yinaka means? You're not really going to be forgiven for this. Should give you a little musa, like, so severe. Rashi says it in Parshas Yisro. You could do that Rashi your whole life, you don't realize what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying is, you can do tshuva, and you can feel sorry, and promise. You're not forgiven totally. Just to give you an idea how severe. You have to watch what you say. That's what we've been saying the whole time. People in the olden days, they used to, when they said things, they meant what they said. They were careful. They were thought out. They didn't just blurt things out like we do today. Lo yinaka. Now, the Mefarshim point out that lo yinaka means, first of all, it's not kapara with Malkus, right? Even though that really was about a shvua shav in the Asaras HaDibros. Lo yinaka was a shvua shav, not a shvua that you're going to I'm not going to eat that cookie and then you eat the cookie. That's not really what the Asaras HaDibros is about. That shvua, right? We'll see such, right? But however, we're talking about the whole category, the general category of shvua. We'll throw that in, right? That's what Tosfos says. Right. Since we already have a chumrah by that shvua, shvua shav, we'll say the same chumrah here by shvuas, which are called shvuas bitui, which is a shvua on either to do or not to do a certain action. Okay, in that respect, shvuas worth. Yes.
In general, the shvuas that you say will not sit in a particular sukkah versus that will not sit in your sukkah.
It doesn't make a difference because it doesn't make a difference if it's your sukkah or the other guy's sukkah. You're not allowed to make a shvua. You already made a shvua that you're going to meet Mekai in the Torah.
So I'll sit in my sukkah.
What?
I'll sit in the other guy's
sukkah.
You're allowed to single out a particular
sukkah. Oh, so can you single out so why are you making that shavua? No, I don't know. I don't think you can. I'm not going to wear those tefillin, but both tefillin I will wear.
Why isn't that effective? You're not saying I'm not
going to... Maybe it is effective. I don't know. My gut thing is to say it's not effective. Because you're still making a shavua on a mitzvah. You have another way of performing the mitzvah. I don't know if that... I don't know. Okay, next. Shavua shelo ochel, shavua shelo ochel, v'ochel eino chayv el achas. Right? We said, the Mishnah said, if you make a shavua, you're not going to eat that cookie. Then you make another shavua, you're not going to eat that cookie. And then you eat, go ahead and eat the cookie, you're only chayv once. Right? Why? Because we said, ein iser chal iser, ein shavua chal al shavua. Now, Amar Rava. Rava comes along and says something, which we started off the daf with, which is, im nishal al harishona, if you go to a chacham to have the first shavua undone, shniyah chal alav, the second one kicks in. Right? So in other words, I made a shavua, I'm not going to eat that cookie. They made another shavua, I'm not going to eat that cookie. Then I go to the chacham, and I have my first shavua undone. So now the second shavua kicks in. Right? We started off the daf by asking a question. We started off the daf by saying, if somebody makes two nazirises, and then he has the first one undone, what's the halacha? Does the second one kick in? So the Ran says, what about Rava? Right, so the Ran answers, the Gemara didn't know about Rava yet, because later on the Lamed, right? The Gemara wasn't talking about Rava. Before Rava, what would we say? And once Rava came along, he made it easy. Right, that's what the Ran says. So Rava is basically saying the same exact din. Right? That what? That if you have two shavuos, really the second one doesn't, it's not chal. And the first one goes away, the second one kicks in. Says Rava. The Chassam Sofer asks, so what's the chiddush in that? What's the chiddush in that? Why should that not be true? Right? Why should that not be true? You made two. The second one doesn't count. Now the first one goes. The second one comes into play.
Yeah, but maybe it's totally not that.
What? Oh, maybe. So he says the Chassam Sofer says as follows: Shebechol isurei Torah, she'ein itzer chal alitzer. We have a rule, ein iser chal alitzer, right? Kishepaka iser harishon, chal iser hasheni. When the first iser goes away, the second iser is still there. For example, this example is in the art school. It's a great example. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, right? And also, by the way, you're not allowed to eat things that aren't kosher. So when Yom Kippur goes away, you're still not allowed to eat that thing that's not kosher. It doesn't make a difference. You're still not allowed to, right? Hu mishum she'iser hasheni kayem kol hazman. The second iser is always there. Yom Kippur is not always there, but the second iser is always there. It's always treif. It's always treif. It's always going to be treif. Ela she'ein yachol lachol machmas iser rishon hamakvo. But we have a bigger iser now. It's Yom Kippur. Ulakach kishepaka iser harishon chal iser hasheni. So when the first one leaves, second one kicks in. Aval b'shvua chalot ha'iser hu ayde dibur hashvua. Shavua is entirely different. It goes, you created this iser on that cookie. You said I'm not eating that cookie. Ukishe v'kivon she'b'shas diburo lo haisa shavua yichola lachol. So when I make a second neder, a second shavua, there's no way for that to go. You already offered that cookie. Right? So like you said, it's not even ein iser chal iser. So when Yom Kippur leaves, it's still a treif. No, I offered that cookie. And I offered it again. What value is that? Everybody answered it. I would think, Hayumakum Lomar, Sha'af im Yishal al Hashavua Harishona, even if you can have the first Shavua undone, if you go to the Chacham and have it undone, Lo Tachal Hashavua Shni Lach Hazman. Second Shavua does not kick in. It does not kick in. Why? Because it was a meaningless statement. Therefore, Rava comes along and says, no, it's not meaningless. It will kick in. Even though this is not a standard Enes or Chal Isser, same rules apply. Same rules apply. That's what the Chassam Sofer says, explaining Rava. By the way, just we said that ein shvua chal al shvua and ein neder chal al neder, except by nazir, right? So the Ran says, what about can you make a neder after a shvua? So the Ran says, 100% you can. Let's say you make a shvua, I'm not going to eat that cookie. Then you make a neder, I'm asking that cookie on me. Does that work? The Ran says, 100% it works. How is that any different, the Ran says, than I have a mitzvah, I have a shavua that I'm going to eat in that sukkah, and I can still I can still make a neder. I'm making a neder on a shavua, no? So I can ask for that cookie, and then I can make a neder. I'm also asking that cookie. Right? Look at Malkus twice, it all kicks in. The other way around will not work. If I make a neder that cookie's usher on me, then I make a shavua, I'm not going to eat that cookie. That doesn't work. Right? Because a shavua can't be chal on a shavua, it certainly can't be chal on a neder. Okay, so that's Rava. So Rava says that If the first one goes away, you undid the first one, you went to a chacham, the second one will take its place. fine. How does Rava know that? Mimai. Midelo katani, it doesn't say in the Mishnah, Eino ela achas. It doesn't say you only have one. For katani, what does it say? Eino chayev ela achas. You only chayev one. What does that mean? Rav chuhu delesle. There's no room for the second shvur to go. There's nowhere for it to go. You already answered the cookie. How many times can you answer it? But ki mischal al chaverta, when you have that first shvua undone, then chayla, there's room for it to go. So from the language of the Mishnah, he was medayik, or lishna achrina, slightly different. Chiyuvahu deleka, there's no chiyuv. Chiyuvahu deleka hashvua ika. Lamai hilchaza, look at the Rava, damai Rava, nisha al rishona. If you undo the first one, also loshnia tachteha, the second one kicks in. So lema misayale, let's bring a raya that Rav is correct. Right? Why? Because we have misha manada shtei naziros, if somebody makes a neder for two naziros is umanes harishona, and he keeps the first one, the hifrish, carbon, and he's mafresh a carbon, v'nishal aleha, and then he has it undone, also lo shnia barishona. The second one takes the place of the first. That's how we started off today's daf. So let's say that Rav is right. We have a brisa, a Mishnah that supports Rava. Gemara says, no, not necessarily true. Kigon, like we said before, twice. Shekibel of shtei naziris mevas achas. You accepted two naziris at one time. That's different than saying neder al neder, naziris al naziris. That's different. Again, we can't pin down why is it different. Because it's all semantics. So when you say harini nazir vid nazir, that's two. It's not considered as if one is taking the place of the other. So that's what this Mishnah could mean. We don't have a raya that Rava is right. We paskin like Rava. The Ran says that we paskin like Rava, but we can't bring a raya from that Mishnah. Okay. Yeah.
Why would you want to bring a raya from the Zeus to Shvur?
Because they're the same thing. They're the same thing. Right? We have the Hekish, they're always the same. So we tried to bring a raya that Rava, on the top of Yud Ches Amud Beis, it says, Lidi halacha kayim alon k'Rava. Right, the Ran says, even though we couldn't prove it from here, we still hold like him. So we still hold like Rava, but we couldn't prove it from this Mishnah. That's all. Okay, next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is about, the opening line of the Mishnah is, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir. Stam Neder. A guy makes a Neder. And we're not exactly sure what the Neder includes, but Machmir. Right? Because, why are we machmer? So, you would think, because, well, Safek Dar writes al-Chumra, right? That's not what the Rosh says. The guy says Rosh inside. It's the first Rosh on Yud Ches Amud Beis. He says, Kolomar, af adaf tekishe pirej devarov, of linan basar pirushon. You know what? Before we do the Rosh, we're going to do one more line of the Mishnah. Stam nedarim lahachmer. Stam neder is machmer. Well, machmer for a stam neder. What does that mean? The Mishnah will explain in a minute. It'll become clear. But if a guy makes a neder, what do you mean? Did he mean that? That machmir. We'll make it worse for him. But stam upirusham. But the explanation of the neder is lahakel. That will make you. In other words, if the guy says, this is the Ran explained, the guy says, no, I didn't mean to answer the big piece of meat. I meant to answer the small piece of meat. So then we'll make you. Why? Because we believe him. So why are we stam neder lamach? Why are we machmir? So now the Rosh says, kolomar. Even though when he's explaining himself, azlinan basar pirushan, we follow his explanation, even though if that will result in a kula, im stam azlinan lechumra, but when it's a stam, we go lechumra. Why do we go lechumra? The stam haneder daito leeser, because he wanted to ask for something. Midalo shasak, should have kept his mouth shut. So he opens up his mouth and starts making neders. He obviously wanted to, that's what a neder is. A neder by definition is you're answering something on yourself. So why are you doing that? You're doing that because you want to answer things on yourself. So if you didn't want to answer things on yourself, you would have kept your mouth quiet. You would have been quiet. So therefore, we're going to go basal l'chumra. We're going to answer as much as possible. Because we don't know what you wanted to do. We don't know. We have a suffix. Not because something derives l'chumra. It's not the reason. The reason is because you must stumble. That's what you wanted. Otherwise, you would have kept quiet. What? Right. So for the first time now we have an idea of asking the guy what he meant. Right? We never had that before. We always assume he ran away. We don't know what he... Right? He ran away. We can't find him. Can't talk. But he was able to make the neder. So here... Right. So when he, when it comes to the neder itself, we're going to be machmer. We're going to have... what are the examples of that? Let's just see an example. Maybe it'll make... Ketad. Amar herei olai kibasar maliach. I am asering something like that basar maliach, like that salted meat. The Ryan explains. Either he could have meant the carbon, which was always salted, or he could have meant an avodah zara, which also the goyim used to salt. Or ki yayin nesach. I'm answering my wine like yayin nesach wine. So either he meant wine that's poured on the mizbeach, or he meant wine that is the goyim use. Now, if he meant meat and wine that the goyim use, it's already aser. It's avodah zara. So your neder can't work because the Torah said. Right, this goes back to the old principle. The Torah said that that meat and wine is aser. You can't make an eder on something the Torah asered. You can only make an eder on something you asered. However, if you make an eder, I'm not even like the karbanos, that Torah didn't aser that. That we did that. We brought karbanos. So then it will be a good neder. So we don't know what he meant. Well, machmer. Right? So, for example, ketad, amar, harei alai, kibasam aliyah. Right? I'm asering like the meat. Kiyayi netzach. So im bishel the root should be shemayim. Im bishel shemayim. If that was for the Beis HaMikdash for Hashem, right? Then neder aser. Then it's a good neder. Im bishel avodas kochavim. But if it was only for the goyim, you meant to aser as the goyim's avodas zara stuff, then neder mutter. Yeah, you can't eat that wine anyway. You can't drink the wine anyway. But it's not a neder on it. That's the point. The point is no neder on that. Why? It's already aser. Vim stam, he just said stam, then aser. We're going to be machmer. Similarly, hare alai kecherem. There were two types of donations you were able to give to the Beis HaMikdash. One was called cherem gavoa, which is just a donation, and the other one was called cherem kahanim. Did you give the kahanim a donation? The kahanim were not rich. There's a general rule: the kahanim were not rich. They didn't work. And they had very little income. They had truma, and the other manas kahuna. So they were not considered. So you want to give them a donation. Now the halacha is, it's complicated, but cherem for kahanim is not kodesh. It's regular donation, it's tzedakah basically. So that's not kodesh. So if you make a neder, unlike the cherem that you give to the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes kodesh. It becomes hektish. So if you make a neder, I'm giving cherem. So what do you mean? If you meant a hektish, then it's aser. It's like hektish. And if you meant you're giving it your neder, you're asering your cookie like the tzedakah you gave to the kohen, that's not aser. So it's not a neder. It's just a donation. So that's what the Mishnah is going to say. Where are we? Harei alai kecherem. Right? Im kecherem shel shamayim. If you meant to give a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, then aser. Because it becomes hektish. V'yim kicherim shel kahanim. But if you just made a neder, if you want to answer your items like the cherim you gave to the kahanim, that's mutter. It's not usher. Even though in Erechin there's a whole gemara there that maybe it's only usher. It's not. It depends on his possession. It's very complicated. We're talking about easy way where it's not going to be usher. General rule, it's not usher. V'yim stam. He said it's stam. Usher. It's usher. Harei alai kemeiser. If someone said, my stuff is usher like miser, im kemeiser behema, if you meant it to be like miser behema, the tenth animal that comes out of the pen, the Ran explains, because you count, and when you count the animals coming out of the pen, and you strike the tenth one with red paint, you say ether, that's like a neder. Anyway, it has to be a carbon, then neder usher. If you say that, that's going to be usher. But v'yim shall go run. If you're just talking about the tvua, the ma'aser rishon that you give to a levi, that's mutter. That's not usher. Even according to a mayor who holds that ma'aser rishon, no one's allowed to eat that. It's a machlokas. We had that already in Yevamos. There's a machlokas whether a Yisrael is allowed to eat ma'aser rishon. Most hold yes, a mayor holds no. And we're going to see this mission like a mayor. It doesn't make a difference because it's still not a carbon. It still can be usher like in the same kind of way. So that's mutter. But v'im stam, and if he said stam, usher, it's usher. Next. Harei like kitruma. If someone said I'm asering things like truma, im kitruma halishka. If you meant like the truma, like the machzor shekel donation to the lishka, to the treasury, then neder aser. That's going to be aser. Why is it going to be aser? Because it's going to be aser because that's aser. That becomes like when you donate it, it's not yours. It becomes like hektish. But v'im shall go right. If you're talking about just truma, stam truma that the kahanim allowed to eat, that's mutter. Why? Even though you're not allowed to eat truma, it's not neder. It's basically tzedakah. That will not be aser. It's not a neder. V'im stam, and if you said stam, just stam truma, we don't know what you meant. Okay, we're going to be machmer aser devir a meyer. What do you mean?
In other words, like you're mafis in the thing. I'm saying
probably not. Probably not. Because we said that truma, since truma, some people...
It's like mafis for
dogs. Right.
Awesome.
Right. Because why? Because some people can't eat it.
Right.
Right. But that's a different thing. That this was regarding whether it's dover or us or dover or no there.
Yeah, so...
Right. Must be not. Right. And, one second. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, he agrees with almost everything. He says, Stam Truma, Bi Yehuda Aser. Asura, Bi Galil Mutter. Wait a minute, it makes a difference. When it comes to Stam Truma, so, the Tosas, the Ran here say, most Kohanim lived near the Beis HaMikdash, which is in the province of Yehuda. So if you lived in Yehuda, chances are that you lived near a lot of Kohanim. Because the Kohanim didn't live up north. They didn't live in the Galil. They hung around the Beis HaMikdash. So in Yehuda, it was very common to have Kohanim around. So when you said the word Truma, Stam Truma be Yehuda, I'm sorry. Stam Truma be Yehuda is Aser. Why? Because since you lived in Yehuda, and you lived near the Beis HaMikdash, the Truma that you focused on was the Truma going to the Lishka. Since you lived there. And everyone's talking about the Lishka, busy, Kabanos, money. So since you lived there, right? But the Galil Mutter, in the Galil, it was so foreign to them. Once a year they gave a machzor shekel. But it wasn't like on their mind the same way that it was in Yehuda. So when they said the word Truma, they automatically, there's no suffix, they automatically meant Truma given to Kahanim. Even though we're going to say in a minute that the Kahanim lived next to the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't make a difference. That was on their mind, and the Truma Shekel was not on them. It's not a suffix, according to Yehuda. And the truma that you live, if you lived in Yehuda, it was also not a suffix, that it was vaday aser. Why? Because you lived near the Beis HaMikdash, the truma talishka was always on your mind. She'ein anshe Galil makirin es truma talishka. Because the people up north, they didn't recognize the truma talishka. Why? They didn't live there. Similarly, stam charamim bi Yehuda mutarim. Stam cherem in Yehuda was mutar. Why? Because again, this is what they say, that the Kahanim lived near the Beis HaMikdash. So in Yehuda, when you said the word Cherem, you meant giving it to the Kahanim. Why? Because they were all over the place. And they needed tzedakah. So people gave them donations. So but there wasn't a suffix. Well, what did he mean? Did he mean for the Kahanim, or did he mean for the... He definitely meant for the Kahanim. Because in Yehuda, that's what it was. That was the goal in practice. The Galil Asurin. In the Galil, it was Asur. Because there was no Kahanim up there. And therefore, when they said the word Cherem, they automatically meant... She'ein anshe Galil makirin es charmei ha-kahanim. Because up in the Galil, there were no kahanim. Or very few of them. They hung out near the Beis HaMikdash, in those areas. So when they said cherem, they meant a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, not a suffix. Now, so the Gemara said, that stam neder is lahachmer. Right? So the Gemara says, vatnan suffix zeros lahakel. A suffix naziros is lahakel, so it's a stira. A naziros is a form of neder. So what's a case of suffix naziros lahakel? For example, let's say someone says, "I'll be a nazir if there's $100 over there in that pile," right? And then the wind comes and the whole thing, and you can't count them. That's a suffix, right? It's a suffix of naziros. Who says that? That's what the Rosh says. I'll be a nazir if there's $100 in that pile, $100 bills. And then the wind comes, you can't count them. So it's a suffix. So we go lakula. Why do we go Lekula? Don't we have a principle, Svega Daraisa Lechumra? Why are we going Lekula? Maybe it's $100 there. Not only that, the whole question doesn't make any sense. Because the question is, our Mishnah said, Safek Neder is Lechumra, and here it says, Safek Nazir is Lekula. What are you comparing apples to oranges? The Safek in our Mishnah was talking about Safek in your language. What was your language? And here, the Mishnah is talking about the Nazir case of Safek in Metzias. I don't know, how many dollar bills are over there? That's the same kind of Safek. So the Karen Ara says, our Mishnah included all Safekas. It included both. In other words, Safek Neder. Let's say you made a Neder. I'm not going to eat that cookie if it's $100 over there. So it was both Safeks. First of all, the Safek was, I don't know what he meant. Did he mean a cookie for Avodah Zarah? Did he mean a cookie from the Beis HaMikdash? What kind? I don't know what he meant. I have to be Machmer. And also, I don't know. Is $100 in that pile? I don't know. The wind came. I don't know. So we have to be Machmer. So why by net? So it includes both. So then why by Naziris are we Makel? Why by Naziris? Which is Suffolk Naziris Lahakel. So the Granat says, because nobody ever made, it's a built-in condition, nobody would ever want to be a Nazir on tonight. In other words, I'm only going to be a Nazir if there's $100 in that pile, and then I don't know, I'm going to make me a Nazir. No, I only would be a Nazir if I vad I know. So if I vad I know, it's not a Safek. So therefore, if it's a Safek, I'm not a Nazir. So it's a Kasha. Why should Nazir be different than Neder? Right? Why should that be? So the Gemara is going to answer, it's a Machlokas. Amar Reb Zera lo Kasha. It's a Machlokas. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanon. Titania, Hamakdish Chayasa Uvehemto, if somebody is Makdish, either all his behemoths or all his Chayas, not both, right? Hikdish as Hakai or Kvi, he's Makdish his Kai. What's a Kai? A Kai is an animal. We don't know what that is in English. A Kai is an animal, and we don't know if it's a Chay or a behemoth. We don't know. It's a Safek. So if you Makdish all your Chayas, is the Kai included? It's a Safek, I don't know. If you Makdish all your behemoths, is the Koi included? I don't know. So Rabbi Eliezer says it's included. Why? Because the Safek, because the Neder includes that Safek. Includes it. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lo Hedish as HaKoi. It's not included. Why is it not included? Because it's not including Safek. Right? Right? Okay, we'll stop here. So we answered, we got out of we thought it was such a good question, a fundamental question. What's the difference between Nezer and Nazir? The answer is there is no difference in Machlokas. Some say you include Safek, some say you don't. And we'll take this on to tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day. A good Chodesh.